From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
It was another big restart weekend. Carnival Freedom returned to service from Port Miami over the weekend, sailing 6- and 8-night voyages to the Eastern and Southern Caribbean. Freedom is the third Carnival ship to resume sailing from South Florida. Also later on today, Carnival Elation is scheduled to return to service from Port Canaveral. The line said that by the end of December, 17 of its ships will be sailing, with the remainder restarting in early 22. And over on the West Coast, another ship restarted. Holland America's MS Koningsdam restarted service Sunday from San Diego. The ship is sailing a California coastal cruise with calls to Catalina Island, San Francisco, and Ensenada. San Diego is now receiving multiple port calls from both round-trip cruises and day stops. In November, Royal Caribbean's Navigator of the Seas and Norwegian will also start West Coast cruises from Los Angeles. And MSC Cruises has announced that its newest flagship, MSC Seashore, will officially be named at its private island, Ocean Key. The naming ceremony will take place on November 17th with actress Sophia Loren as godmother, as she has for the past 15 MSC ships. The event will also serve as the formal inauguration of Ocean Key, which opened to guests in late 2019, just months before the cruise industry shut down. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 2.7%, 23.83%. Royal Caribbean down 1.1%, 87.73%. And Norwegian down 2.3%, 26.35%. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.